All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, you know how dragons hoard treasure?
Of course I do.
And you know how, as gamer Americans, treasure to us are mint in box video games?
Of course. Going around looking for those shiny games all wrapped up in their plastic.
Mm-hmm. Buying manuals to complete sets.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would break us into the horde of the greatest gaming dragon there is of all, the angry video game dragon.
I thought you were going to say Jeremy Parrish.
Oh, no. No. I wouldn't, you know, we're allies.
We are friends. I like Jeremy. Yeah, yeah. Jeremy would be the silver dragon of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the AVGD is like a chromatic dragon or a gem dragon at best.
Ooh. Man, that's a sick burn calling him a gem dragon. God.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking ruthless.
Please, Gary, don't hurt him.
Yeah.
We should probably be quiet because we're thieves.
Sorry. I'll take my tap shoes off. Okay.
Just wear your flippy flops. I figured we'd reach into this hoard and just pull out a random game from the AVGD's angry game venereal disease hoard.
Can I wear a gauntlet?
What do you think?
No.
Nay.
All right. I will reach my grasping hand out. Okay. Gonna lift his tail gingerly. And okay.
Oh, you know it's bullshit.
Okay, we're gonna deal with okay. I think he is working on a tight five. Okay, I've got
in his
a
dreams.
Big one. Hey Gary, we need to go.
Take a diarrhea dump and let's sneak out.
Let's go. All right.
Ding 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 ding.
Okay. I'm going to put my tap shoes back on. What did I grab, Gary? What did I grab?
Oh, God. It's Mike Matai. Run.
Ah. Okay.
Woo. It looks like it's Blazing Dragons, which is surely a shooter for the Sega Saturn.
No.
Based on the name, right?
No. It's a point-and-click adventure game. I played this when I was young, Gary.
Oh, weird. I really thought this would be like a Sega Saturn shooter.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's ever been a title that screams that to me more than this. I had no idea what this was.
Nope.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. Welcome to Abject Suffering, where someone in this camp ain't what he appears to be.
Ooh. And this week we are talking about Blazing Dragons, which is a PS1 or Sega Saturn game that was demanded by our listener and backer, Ethan, who says, this is a very little known point and click game based off of a less known television show, an extremely Canadian television show. Has a large mm-hmm. voice cast with Terry Jones, Cheech Marin, and Harry Shearer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not Discworld.
it's
somehow not Discworld.
It's Disc-esque world.
Yeah.
It's Esque world.
Yeah. This console exclusive point and click.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adventure game. That's real weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weirdie.
I was shocked. I had forgotten this game existed.
This is a Terry Jones joint, again, based on that cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the premise is instead of, a bunch of knights who go off against dragons, the dragons live in the castle.
That's pretty much it. They're the knights of the square table. Basically like what if you took everything and then turned it around and reversed it, and then there you go. And you play as a dragon inventor kind of guy named Flicker, but when they say it sounds like Flicka, as in comma my friend. But he's trying to win the hand of the princess because she doesn't want to marry any of the like meathead knights or whatever. And you have to go and use your cunning and mix items together in order to kind of create little solutions to get around these problems and become the knight yourself. And I think ultimately defeat the human enemies and stuff. It's real Saturday morning cartoon kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't terrible.
No, by no means. If I had played this when I was younger, I would have dug it. I would have beat this. No problem. Yeah. Like would have been way into this. Like it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and making your main character in an adventure game, a inventor, gives a, you know, a ludo narrative reason to like be combining items all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're literally just making like little silly, British inventions.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't in the like time I played this, I did not find a bunch of knee slappers or anything, you know? There's some smile out loud moments.
Yeah. Like I was pretty entertained. Like one of the first things that the king asks you to do is like wash a bunch of dishes and you walk in and there's like a foreground element of a bunch of, you know, like a big piles of dishes or whatever kind of framing the shot. If you examine them, Flickr says, oh, there's nothing to be done. They're in the foreground. It's like, okay. Yeah. That's pretty funny. You know, like little fourth wall breaking kind of things like that.
There's some cute little bits.
Yeah.
It's weird because all the dragons have six legs. They have like four feet and two arms.
It's so ungainly. They all look like
insect hybrids to me.
Yeah. And none of them have wings, which is what the arms ought to be, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very strange looking dragons.
I didn't remember that when I looked at it. And lest we cause the name Motaro to lose... to lose its power by overusing it. There's a real Motaro kind of vibe to the way all of them walk and look. They're basically they look like you could mount them and ride them like horses.
You could. Like it would be undignified.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you could probably do it to Flicka.
Yes. Well, because he's such a clown anyway. He is a clown to me. Look at the hat that he wears.
He's not serious.
No.
So you could probably saddle back that.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably bear back Flicka. if you were so inclined.
Yeah. Computer.
Computer, show me a picture of somebody barebacking Flicka. It ends up giving the impression that all the dragons have gigantic asses.
just real dump truck Pixar mom butts.
Yeah. Yeah, like everybody looks like Elastigirl or whatever. It's doing it. I am here for it.
Yeah, I didn't get too far. But this, I mean, plausibly, it was either this or Myst that was my first adventure game, like point and click adventure game. Yeah. Because like I got both of them from my cousin who had a Sega Saturn, and he played them and liked them a lot. And then either I played them over at his place or I borrowed them from him. And he was like, oh yeah, like there's this game. It's like a cartoon. It's pretty funny. And I played it like, oh yeah, it's like a cartoon. It's pretty funny. And like, you know, I learned like, this is where I learned that you pick every single thing up in an adventure game, like that kind of stuff, like in this kind of adventure game.
Yeah. I had no idea this was a thing again, probably because it sounds like a shooter to me. Or like an anime about schoolgirls or something.
Yes.
Like in no universe did I think Blazing Dragon was about dragons, which is, you know, there's something about that blazing.
If you asked me, I would not have said, because we never got the cartoon here, I don't think, or if we did, it was on some loser channel like USA or something.
Yeah. Like Family.
Ugh.
Family Channel.
Hi, we're a PAX original series.
Hi. Oh, I'm a PAX original series. Please don't beat me up. My dad says I can't.
So if you break my glasses again, I won't be able to go to summer camp.
Yeah. Just because my grandma dropped me off doesn't mean that I'm not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. My clothes, I'm not supposed to get them wet. that's the PAX original series, but as a person.
It's just the worst.
I was thinking, I don't know if this was the intention of the person, but this felt a little backdoor waffy to me because this is so not clearly bad.
And
clearly like competent.
Mm-hmm.
It did kind of make me want to play it like next time in the mood for a 90s adventure game. But it also made me think like, oh, like I don't know necessarily that now that I'm an adult with access to GOG, like I really want to put myself through a cursor control by a D-pad.
Yes.
You know, when there are a bunch of adventure games I haven't played that just control regular.
Yeah, like I haven't played those like 90s, you know, Shadow of the Comet kind of games. Like there are a bunch of them that I've never really messed around with.
Like Tex Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, got to play a Tex Murphy game before I mess around with a controller adventure game.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it could be worse, you know. It could be like you know, Maniac Mansion on the NES, where you have to individually select every verb. Like you've got a cursor that you can rotate, or, you know, like you just rotate through verbs and things like that. I'm not calling Maniac Mansion on the NES bad. It's just antiquated, where, you know, with the way you move the cursor around, you know, you get through it because the game is amazing, even in the face of that. But
and it was any port in the storm at the time.
Yes.
You know, now there's so many ports. I'm drowning in ports.
Yes.
So because of that, because there's not a whole lot to say about this, and I recognize we did this last time. You know, we just kind of talked about stuff.
Yeah.
But this is a Chekhov's gun kind of thing.
It is.
Many episodes ago, I hinted, we hinted at some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This dragon pudding. I bought.
I'm still very confused at the concept of dragon pudding.
Well, I've now eaten fully 33% or sampled 33% of the dragon pudding, but I thought I would do a live on air sampling.
Okay.
Like an unboxing complete with Foley. So this is the sound of two pudding packs being brought torn apart.
Ooh, satisfying. Let me upload that to Freesound as a FLAC.
So there are two kinds. So here's the premise of this pudding.
Okay.
This pudding has a premise.
This is an American pudding. This isn't like a pheasant or whatever British people call a pudding. Yeah.
It'd be very funny if it was. Take back the gems, hashtag dragon power. Now I did search Twitter for hashtag dragon power.
Okay.
This popped up and I'll try it again, but there's very little pudding discourse.
Then not a lot of people are really engaging with the brands. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to piss off pudding Twitter really bad. So take back the gems while the dragons are away. Choose the sweet green emerald or the rare red ruby treats.
Okay.
Enjoy the surprise tattoo inside. When we went to the website, it talked about, you know, this is infused with dragon magic. And unleashing the dragon power of your imagination.
Yeah. I mean, so like this is a snack pack, confection, right? Like this is probably sold, shelf stable, somewhere. These are pudding cups. They've got what appears to be like a Lisa Frank dragon drawn on the box. They're called Dragon Treasure. I didn't see that there was a tattoo that came with this. That's very interesting to me.
There are two tattoos. One has a picture of a dragon.
Okay.
The other one has two dragons, both converging to breathe fire on the word snack pack.
They're burning it down. It's real transgressive. Yeah. Like they're part of the brand, but they're kind of not.
They're rioting. when it says that the rare ruby red, that's because there are two of those to four green ones.
Oh, the green ones are cheaper. Yeah.
A little spoiler from when I tried them before. There's a reason for that. So I'm going to try both these and then try to describe them. Then we can get the venture can continue on the website and then we can do your food bit.
Yeah, no, because you had your thing and I remembered somebody played a food prank on me. So I need to do that here, too.
Yeah, this is the food episode. And mine is related to dragons, to be fair.
Yes.
This just is kismet.
Right.
All right. So here's the pudding opening noise. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Smell.
Oh, is this the red?
Apple.
Is it the red
this
or the
is
green?
The green.
That's the green.
I'm saving the red because
the red's
again,
rare.
I don't want to spoil.
Right.
The red is rare. I'm putting those aside in a Roth IRA. I'm putting those in a safe deposit box to retire on.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out too that I didn't finish these before, and I'm also sure as fuck not going to finish them now.
I'm not going to finish mine either. The smell of this thing is destroying me.
The smell of this is also permeating my apartment.
I'm going to need to double bag so this and like bury it in the backyard.
Yeah, we're doing toxic self pranks right now. Self harm. This is like self experimentation.
Somebody stop us. Call animal welfare. Get Greta out of here.
So this is like a green gloop. This does not have a normal pudding texture. It is much wetter than pudding.
And
much shinier. Like I can legit hold this pudding up and see the reflection of my window and make out shapes.
That shouldn't be.
In the pudding.
What are the ingredients? I'm divining. What are the ingredients of this?
Well, let me see if they show the ingredients on the package.
Gary, are any of the first ingredients food?
Well, the first two are water and sugar.
Okay.
That's food. And then modified cornstarch.
Cornstarch, hi.
Cornstarch, hello, cornstarch.
Uh-huh.
Palm oil.
Ugh.
2% of modified tapioca starch.
Palm oil's not good. Yeah.
Mm-mm. This is for the green one. Citric acid, guar gum, sodium citrate, salt, polysorbate 60, natural flavors, my favorite ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Malic acid, yellow number 5, blue number 1.
Right.
The other one has the same ingredients.
Yeah, it looks to be about the same to me.
Yeah, except this is the Conagra joint. This episode is sponsored by Conagra.
Mine is Conagra too.
Conagra, dude.
Yeah.
We're buzz marketing.
Okay, are they going to send us a check?
This is getting rancid. I need to put these puddings into my mouth.
Right, you really don't, Gary. I'm going to give you the option to stop.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready? No, it's committed. A live air on air tasting. Like, okay. This is experimental podcasting. This is guppy shit. Oh, man.
Okay. All right. So texture first. Is it as oily and wet as you alluded to?
It really slides down the throat. It's not so much like, I mean, that's pudding for you. I'm not saying like I usually get like an unctuous pudding you chew on.
Uh-huh.
But it's like you don't have to do anything. It just makes its way in without your say. Like it infiltrated me, not so much as like.
It insinuates itself into your digestive system.
It just kind of slides down your throat. It's definitely apple.
Okay. Like flavor, sour like, apple or?
Yes.
Okay.
Tart apple. So that is the, what is it? The sweet green emerald.
Yeah.
Now,
so I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't like when I think of pudding, I do not think of fruit.
I think like, of lemon sometimes. I think lemon pudding. That's quite good.
Yeah. I think like lemon pudding has been incorporated in other things like banana pudding. I've also been made aware is good, but apple it's a little adventurous for me, I think.
Yeah. It's there's a reason they don't do it.
Yeah,
I guess is really what I come from. Yeah,
so they're tampering with forbidden combinations here, is what you're saying.
Now, well, even more so because that's the green dragon, the red dragon, which I've tried one of these before, and this one is not only worse, but I can't tell you what it is. I have no idea what the flavor of this red one is. I'm gonna take another live attempt.
Okay,
here. The smell is really neutral and chemically, but there is no fruit smell.
Okay, so it just smells like adjunct.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't smell like anything. Not a very strong scent. Same texture.
Try stirring it up a little bit. See if that fixes the texture. Maybe it's a little bit like organic peanut butter. Yeah.
No, but it literally just drips off the spoon. It's like a sauce. It's like caramel.
That's fucking disgusting.
Dude, it's really gross.
Yeah.
It's extremely nasty. This is one of the worst novelty purchases I've ever made.
And I mean, like when you were pushing your cart down the aisle and you saw this, were you like, this will be a stunt for the show? Or were you like, oh shit, man, dragon pudding. I want to try that.
This is the kind of thing that I would never do in person. This is entirely a result of me ordering my groceries online now. And just looking and pudding and seeing dragon pudding.
You didn't see yourself and you didn't see yourself as accountable to the public. It is between the picker, the cashier, and you.
Yep. And it was very late too. So like I basically had that me coming home with a bunch of swords tweet, but with pudding. Like this is the novelty pudding I got, but I was like hungry for snacks at the time I'd ordered groceries.
Okay.
And just like I was like putting away like pudding pack after pudding pack and just being like, what the fuck, man? Like, what was I thinking? Like at one point in my house, I had 18 pudding cups.
Okay.
Which is a lot for a 40-year-old man, I think.
It's more pudding than I would have unless I was stocking up. Pudding's fine.
Yeah. I enjoy a pudding, and it satisfies a chocolate sweet tooth without like tons of calories, and they make a sugar-free version that tastes good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's lots of things to recommend to pudding. It's like dragon pudding.
Like a pudding mm-hmm. cup is actually a pretty good amount of pudding, actually. Like it's a good amount of dessert. It's a
perfect amount of pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I've just made pudding from a mix and you just have to glop it yourself.
Yeah.
That's extremely tough.
No.
Okay, so I've got this red slime.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to try it and see if I can describe the taste this time. All right.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So it also slides down your throat. It requires nothing of you. and it might be red apple. It might be a different kind of apple.
Okay. So red apples tend to be blander. Like there's a reason why blander. When something is apple flavored, it's the green apple is, you know, so it gets, so you can taste what it actually is.
It's maybe just a stronger version of the apple taste.
Okay. Oh,
it's
so it's more
really foul.
Yeah. What's the after texture? What's the aftertaste?
I just washed my mouth out with Diet Coke.
Okay.
Because I couldn't handle it. So I had to scrub it clean.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
There's still cavities and stuff. There's still pockets. I'm like working my tongue around looking for treasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's still some in the folds and creases of my gums and shit.
I really don't need this like detailed topography of your, fucking food doc buddy.
So that was disgusting. Turning our attention now to the treasure trove of dragon fun for our kids.
It's literally what it's called, a treasure trove of dragon fun for your kids. That is what is written on their website. It's in the header.
So if anybody wants to join us, we're at snackpack.com/dragon.
slash final_v1_ yeah. final_for_real.htm.
Yeah. 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 Welcome parents to the Dragon's Lair. Your kids will love our enchanted land of make-believe, where the thrill of facing dragons and reclaiming lost treasure lasts long after snack time.
Ooh, Gary, did you know you were signing yourself up for that? A snack time that will never leave you, that will have you changed.
Snack time.
Yes.
Yeah, millionaire snack time. Well, it's all going to depend on how long it takes me to complete these activities.
Okay. There are three of them.
Yep. Scroll down, and the one on the left will be of specific interest to you, Cole.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it is a find the treasure maze.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it is not the most devious labyrinth I have been faced with.
This is real beginner stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to a maze meister like yourself.
Right. But yeah, I mean, so I give them credit for not being a grid based maze. There's mm-hmm. lots of little, it's more of a curvy swoopy kind of maze. So, you know, you can't just kind of like go by dead reckoning. You're going to have to, you're going to make a couple of gambles and go around. Yeah. I imagine being inside this maze with all of its curves and such would actually be very disorienting.
So you like the maze, you like it, a maze.
Gary. Of course I like it, a maze.
I mean this maze specifically.
Yeah. Well no, I mean, I like solving this from a bird's eye view, any dipshit can solve a maze from the top. I'm putting myself on the ground. I am in this situation and I'm not going to eat until I get out of it.
Dead end after dead end.
Yep. They're going to find my fucking dead body in this. They're going to locate me because of the crows, but when they get me, they're going to die, and then their rescue party is going to have to go by the crows, which are going to have a mighty feast this day, my friends.
Eventually, there'll just be crows at the entrance
mm-hmm.
of the maze through people finding and then dying.
Yes.
You know, so they would lead back to the start.
Yeah. What I'm describing is the Hitman Maze Cascade.
Whatever doesn't have crows.
Yeah. Yep.
In this maze, the dragon gets to the end, and he gets the snack pack, but also a bunch of gems and gold, which I did not get.
Right. In fact, you had to give up a small amount of gold to get these.
Yeah. $2.99 worth of gold.
Mm.
I'm very disappointed in the fact that he got all this treasure and then there's also a snack pack. Like, Treasure plus snack pack.
This is, so this doesn't like match up with the with like the mythology. The dragon is the enemy in this of this snack because it's saying, okay, you have the green and the red. These are the gems that the dragon is hoarding. But here in the maze, you have the dragon going after a pile of gold. There's one ruby, there's one emerald, and then there's the snack pack. This is like two levels of recursion and very bad.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You know, once our little hero or heroine finds the dragon treasure snack pack, the fun isn't over.
Right.
You know, these activity sheets are the stuff of legend, it says. So like, who is trying to find it? Like, this is a dragon trying to find it, but I'm led to believe that I'm a little hero or heroine.
Yes.
In this scenario. The second one is the magic word search. So let me pull this bad boy up.
See if I can
complete this.
It's a pretty easy as far as these go. Yeah.
This one's, there's treasure.
I saw it because it takes up the entire horizontal span of the grid. Yeah
there's tail.
Yep. Analingus.
You know, how do you feel about word searches? Do you like word searches?
Fuck no.
Like, come on, man. You can't be that emphatic after your like maze thing.
No, word searches are boring. I remember them having us do them in like do them in like elementary school as like a graded activity assignment. Like, ooh, solve this word search. Like, no. Like a word search
trains you for something you'll never do in real life.
I mean, like it's training me to play Boggle is what it is, and I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like word searches are something that you give to like, you know, people in retirement homes to try and stave off dementia. Like,
yeah. Ugh. Unlike mazes.
Unlike
which you get to sharpen them into super soldiers.
Like yep.
Mega genius super soldiers.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, go,
okay.
Sorry, sorry. I think we might have a little lag. I apologize for cutting you off.
That's okay.
I like it when you find words that aren't on the word search.
Oh yeah.
Like this dragon enjoys tea apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a word that's in the word search, but it's not part of a word.
Yeah. This dragon enjoys analingus.
Yeah. There it is.
Yep.
He loves it. What the? And then finally, you can create a print a dragon pal.
You can print a dragon pal, which the idea that this is a pal is very funny to me. Mm-hmm. Here, latchkey kid, do you need a friend?
Yeah, it's two friends and it names our two dragons, which I like.
Oh, Dash and Dream.
Yeah. I don't know which one is which. I assume Dash is the green one because that one seems to have prominence.
Yes. But
Dash and Dream are the two dragons that we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I think the red one reads as more of a dream, although I cannot stress this enough. They are the exact same design.
Yeah, it's just different colors.
Yeah.
I really like the instructions here. Cut out on the dotted lines.
Okay.
Fold the tabs down. Tape in place. Have a spoonful of fun.
But
that last instruction just seems like eat pudding, which, you know.
It seems pretty self-serving on the part of the company.
The pudding purveyors, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, what are you supposed to glue these to? To the cup?
They just... Yeah, maybe.
So, like, I mean, like, this isn't like a papercraft thing. Like, this is just a sheet that you print out on your black and white printer that has like, you know, two wings. You've got a tail, you have a set of feet, and you have a head. What are you doing? What do you tape them to? It doesn't say what you tape them to.
It's got to be a pudding cup.
Yeah.
Because, you fold down the tabs and then tape them, and that creates, and this can create a dragon pal out of anything.
It can, but what they're suggesting that you do.
I'm gonna make Tusk too. Where the podcaster turns Justin Long into a dragon pal.
but what this is asking you to do is create an effigy of a dragon, and then you go in and feast on its torso goo.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
It's foul, foul. And it's obviously developed natural defenses. And
right,
torso
right.
goo tastes
it's like
horrible,
a dart frog.
Why,
yeah.
Yeah. Like it's brightly colored and it tastes like poison, you know? So you're not going to drink it. Going to the dragon, the more page, the view product page, you get to see this. And then, the Fanta grape pack of pudding.
Is that pudding or is it Jell-O?
I think these are all pudding. All of our
juicy gels are gluten free.
It's a juicy gel.
But wait, are these a juicy gel? No. So these are the dragon thing is called a pudding cup. Nothing is actually what it is.
No.
Okay, so a juicy gel, is that a way for them to get around the fact that there's nothing approaching actual food in it? Kind of like when they call something cheesy or chocolatey?
Yeah. It's not pudding.
Do you want to guess what it is? It's a substance. We found it in a meteor. Feed it to your children, please.
The mermaid one says it has milk in it, and it's tropical flavored.
Whoa.
That's also pretty gross, but I'm not saying I'm not going to get it.
Here's some tropical dairy.
Activities and tips. I'm looking for some pudding tips.
Yeah.
The 2018 Winter Survival Guide. What to do on a snow day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Conagra.
I went looking. I got like nostalgic, and I went looking for a Squeeze-It. They don't sell Squeeze-Its anymore.
Those things are really sweet, man.
Yeah.
That's my main thing I remember about those is them just being like the sweetest thing that you've ever had.
Yeah. I miss the feeling of the bottle. Like the bottle was made out of a plastic that had to have been toxic. It had to be all BPA. Yeah. But they don't have it. They don't have any. And I remember, several years ago when I made like an Estes, I think I used Patty's Estes, flask. I think that I used a recipe that he put out for a cocktail that involved getting Sunny Delight.
Pim's cup.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that made me wear a Pim's cup. Pim's actually pretty good. like Sunny D, it's thick. You might as well eat it with a spoon. It's like a frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an idea for a new type of guy you could be.
Okay.
If you ever get an office job again, just do everything normal, but reuse one of those Squeeze-Its as like your coffee cup or your water cup at work. Like be the guy who recycles the Squeeze-It to reuse it.
Recycles the 30-year-old novelty drink.
Yeah, just like drinking, like filling up a Squeeze-It at the water cooler.
Yeah. Just making a horrible mess because the nozzle at the top, the opening is so narrow. I just keep on resealing with a lighter.
in the bathroom. I found a couple people tweeting about this pudding.
Okay.
Using the hashtag. Lindsay here says dragons are cooler than unicorns. Hashtag snack pack. Hashtag pudding. Hashtag dragon treasure. Hashtag dragon magic. Hashtag dragon power. Hashtag magical.
So I was going to commend her for her right opinion that dragons are cooler than unicorns. Self-evidently, yes. But she leaned into the hashtag so hard that she has, you know, made herself a stooge of this multinational agricultural concern.
A big pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And then Sam, who has 5,000 followers, this guy is some kind of influencer, bought both of them and used the hashtag. And then update, they're all disgusting.
Okay, cool. So, all right.
I'm with you, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, what in the world? The mermaid splashes. Magical treats that taste like melodies and adventure. Those aren't flavors. Excuse me, Conagra.
Red and green is. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Huh.
It's historically delicious. From the original 1968 tin can packaging to its classic cameo in the movie Billy Madison in 1995.
Oh, they're still hanging their hat on that, huh?
25, a quarter century of excellence. Snack
Oh, Jesus.
You also have a pretty foul food
I do.
Treat though.
I need okay. So I had to microwave this before we started the episode, so it didn't get room temperature. I wrapped it in a towel, and also the tray. It's so steamy, so wet, Gary.
Yeah. Well, water is the primary ingredient of any of those things, man.
Yeah. Okay. No. So this was several months ago. I think it might have been even pre-pandemic. Oh, Gary, it's so fucking soggy.
How does it smell?
It smells like a sin.
Yeah. Not like food.
Yeah, no. This is a kid cuisine. I got a call from my brother. And he said, "Hey, go out to your mailbox immediately." And I went out there. He was at the grocery store and he saw a kid cuisine and he said, "I'm going to get that for Cole. He can make that into content someday." I think he wanted me to make a video out of it or something, but like that would entail me eating everything. But yeah, this is a kid cuisine. It's so fucking vile, Gary.
I got the kid cuisine wiki up, so I'm going to pull up whichever one you get so I can kind of have the experience with you.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the kid cuisine carnival mini corn dogs.
Yeah. So do you know that there's carnival mini corn dogs, but there's also carnival corn dog? Like you can get both kinds of kid cuisine.
Yeah.
There's one with just one giant corn dog.
Yeah.
And there's one with the mini corn dogs.
I can't tell you how vile this is. So
not with a brownie.
Yeah, so mine does not have a brownie. So the main course, the large compartment is the mini corn dogs and then little crinkle cut fries that mm-hmm. I'm going to feel it. Yeah, incredibly limp and soggy because you microwave it. One of the small containers has some corn because of course it does because this is America. Mm-hmm. And the other one has confetti cake. Now, when I microwaved it, the confetti cake just looked like a brownish smear at the bottom of the compartment. There's something that mm-hmm. happened to it in the microwave that caused it to both raise and then harden.
Okay. Yeah, it cooked in the microwave. It's going to cook in your belly. It's going to finish leavening.
Yeah.
Inside your belly.
I'm going to explode like a bird after a wedding. Yeah. Yeah, so this is really bad. No artificial colors, 12 grams protein, non-BPA, 34% of your daily sodium. Which seems
you only
like
have to
eat
three of those, baby. Like, and you're set.
Yeah, let me look here. Zero gram trans fat, 20, like if this is meant to be like part of a meal. But the thing is, like, this is for kids, and like in a kid's like that's a way to get around this. Like, I don't know that a kid needs the full 2000 calories for a day. You know, I don't know mm-hmm. that's actually a thing. So I think they're getting around this stuff. Zero, basically no fiber in this.
Like not good for your macros.
60. 67 net carbs in this bad boy. 23 grams sugar. I got to tell you what was involved in making this. Because the instructions they had, you know, you peel the film off the top. You have to take the corn dogs out. You mm-hmm. have to then microwave the tray for 30 seconds, then take the tray, then you put the corn dogs back into the container and then you microwave for an additional 3 minutes. And something that they're having you do here, which is very strange. They insist that you take a food thermometer. Or like here, it looks like a candy thermometer, and check the interior of the corn dog to make sure that it has reached the 165 safe zone.
There's big letters on the front that say must be cooked thoroughly.
Uh-huh.
Just to stop you from raw dogging it behind the store.
And my understanding is that like hot dogs, they come pre-cooked. They're just
this is a turkey dog.
Is it?
Yeah, this is a batter dipped turkey Frank, so it's different.
Okay, huh?
It's not just bologna.
It smells so bad. All right, yeah. So I'm not going to finish any of this, but I'm just going to take a bite of the corn.
If you had to finish one, which one would you choose?
Finish any kid cuisine or finish anything in the tray?
Compartment. Yeah, choose a compartment.
Probably the corn, honestly.
Yeah, the corn is probably no worse than canned corn.
Yeah, let me see here.
Like, give it a crunch.
Yeah, it just tastes like microwave corn. It's pretty bland, actually.
Yeah.
I would probably, if I was making it, like if I was doing some corn myself, I'd put a little bit of butter and salt and top it off with some pepper.
Yeah.
Not a lot of butter, but just enough. But yeah, like that just tastes like regular like lunch food corn.
Wet corn.
Yes, extremely wet corn.
Okay.
But that's food. Mm-hmm. Corn is food, which is something. I'm really dreading these fries, so I'm going to do the second one here.
I'm very excited about those corn dogs. Like, I'm eyeballing them, and I don't know if it's just like the sugar coating my neck right now, but I could go for one of those mini corn dogs, dude.
I'm going to send you a picture of what they turned into.
Please. Cause yeah. The cover looks good. I gotta say.
No, I'll send you a picture of this. Cause it's fucking heinous.
It's also just been a long time since I've had a corn dog. Like, my little biological clock, but for corn dogs instead of babies. I could go for a corn dog, you know?
Yeah. Let me send you a
picture. There's a way for me to pull off having a corn dog tonight.
I mean, I think you could probably just order a corn dog.
From where?
You can like do a grocery order. Have them send you a corn dog.
I know, but it's not like I can go to a restaurant and get a corn dog.
You can't go to the restaurant and get anything.
I can't Grubhub a corn dog. I don't think anyone around here has a corn dog.
Right. Okay, I'm sending you a picture. So the corn dogs themselves, in the process of cooking.
That's really sad.
So if you are imagining a corn dog from your past, which is like crispy and glistening and like just temptingly golden brown on the outside, that's not really what this is. The process of microwaving these things has caused like all of the steam, because the tempura batter around it it was sealed. The steam had to get out somewhere, and all of them have split down the middle.
Yeah, they look like alien eggs.
Yes,
like this is something they would bring back from Mars.
Right.
The corn looks perfect, though. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
the corn looks better than the one on the cover.
Because it's corn. It's food. Yeah. nothing else in this. Look at that cake, Gary.
Yeah, it looks like a pizza pocket to me a little bit. Like. I don't know. I wouldn't turn my nose up at that cake either, but those corn dogs do look bad. You've convinced me.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good. It's probably because they expect you to slather the whole mess in ketchup like a kid.
I think so. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, look at how pale the fries are too.
Yeah.
It's real. Okay. I'm gonna eat one of the fries. I'm sitting here. I'm eating these with a fork. Like I'm a fucking king.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope someone's spying on you right now.
Okay. Nope. That's not going to go down.
Not going to go down.
No.
Wow.
Okay.
What
fry.
Does it taste like?
The fry is a little bit like the corn, and that it is simultaneously bland and salty. The texture. Sorry. One second here. I don't know. It is so fucking soggy. Yeah. And texture is one of those things that really gets me. It's like one of the things that makes me, you know, kind of a pickier eater.
That's why you don't like mayonnaise.
I mean, mayonnaise tends to make things soggier. I don't like soggy things. So let's take a bite of this corn dog. I'm imagining it's going to be pretty similar. I spat out the fry.
The fry.
Yeah, I put that into a paper towel.
Into a time capsule.
Okay, I'm going to take a bite out of this. This is so gross.
It sucks because somebody outside is like leaf blowing, so I can't hear the Foley. There it is. There's that wet crunch.
I was off mic because I didn't want to trigger anybody with misophonia. Okay, yeah. So I could get it down. I took half a bite. That's all I'm getting into that. The outside of it tastes really chemically, actually.
Okay.
There's a little bit of like it's coated with something that is meant to make it brown, but it didn't work that way.
Like paint.
Yep, they painted it. It's like when they shot Stalker and they painted all the grass green because it wasn't green enough. Yeah. Yeah, they just dipped this in Pantone yellow.
Pantone corn dog.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, Pantone corn dog?
Yeah. Like so the batter is the worst part of it. It's again really soggy, but also mealy because it's made out of cornmeal. But like the hot dog itself is just like dry. You know, it's kind of hard to mess up a hot dog itself, I will eat a turkey dog. I will fuck around with that.
Yeah.
But this is just dry and uninspired, but the batter is no, it's just, it's a little bit too bready for me.
Yeah. You could rescue those corn dogs out there. Or those hot dogs if you like.
Maybe. I don't feel like, okay, so I've moved on. I've moved my attention to the cake. The mm-hmm. cake is not wanting to come apart. It is very tough.
We'll just swallow the whole thing in one bite.
I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'm just gonna
leave it in your mouth until it dissolves. Like a marshmallow.
This is like what people say fruitcake is.
Mm.
It was like, very tough. Yeah. Well, so okay, so I'm just gonna like take a bite off of the corner of this. It's like a big rubbery brownie. Okay. you could use this to like absorb shock if you're trying to like use this as a fucking door stopper
in front of your heart. So if you ever get shot.
Okay, that's a nightmare too.
It's bad. What's confetti taste like?
So I mean it just tastes like white or yellow cake.
Okay.
I think so. Like the idea of confetti cake is just that they put sprinkles inside of it, so it looks
festive.
Yeah, so it looks festive. I don't think it actually has like a flavor to it. That's fucking vile. Yeah, no. And I have tasted enough of that. No.
I like the film that's in the picture you sent, the remainder of the cake that is just below the corn.
Yep.
It's kind of like clinging onto the ledge there, like Carrion, the upcoming indie game.
Oh, the indie game that's out and is actually very good, my friend.
I did not know it was out.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. I got it on Switch. This is going. I'm at least putting the. So I'm sealing this in a gallon baggie, which is what I kept this in order to keep it to keep it cold. This is going in the trash right now. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. So the aftertaste on that cake. One moment here. I've got some coffee. I've got like some old coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you get bitter out of that because the aftertaste on the cake is extremely saccharine sweet, which I didn't get at all when I took a bite out of it. It was like neutral to kind of savory.
Okay.
And it kind of like spread around like artificial sweetener.
I don't want to brag too much, but my kid food that I just ate has no high fructose corn syrup.
Ooh, cool.
Even though like it I still taste it in the back of my throat.
Yeah, I'm taking a look here.
The wiki I sent you to, the TV dinner wiki.
When we were initially talking about and planning this bit, I went to it. I'm gonna go to this. It'll probably mess with the recording. No, it wow, there's a TV dinner wiki.
Yeah. Look at this history of kid cuisines. If you go to the kid cuisine section.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, which of these do you think would be the best? Like, you know, gun to your head. You have to eat a full one of these.
Okay.
What is the one you most want and which one is the least want?
So let me see here. Am I looking at the ones that are in the gallery or am I looking in the ones that are in the list? Is it the same?
I think they're the same.
Okay, yeah, they do appear to be the same. Huh. So this is tough. I'm having trouble seeing one that I think is going to be good. Those pizza ones are probably going to be pretty heinous.
Yeah. I got my answer, and I'm actually really confident about it.
Okay.
So the thing that...
Let me see. I'm selecting a couple.
You might get to eat all of it, so...
You do have to eat all of it is the thing. So I also need to like see what some of this is. Mm-hmm. I like it's tough because you have to look past the main course because the devil is in the details. All of these have corn.
Corn is the side.
Yes.
I'd like to draw your attention. This isn't the one I would choose, mm-hmm. but I just want to make sure you saw the picture of the flip and dip pancakes so you can look at the sausage. Link that's just hanging out.
I mean, so that like that actually does remind me of something. Like when I was a kid, you know, like we had to basically nobody would take us to school. Like I basically had to wake myself up and make myself a breakfast. And some of the things that I made myself for breakfast that my parents left were like frozen breakfast things that were basically that. It was like here's some French toast and here's a couple of links of wrinkly sausage and then you're off to the races. So that actually like the flip and dip pancakes, that actually looks kind of like nostalgic to me.
Hmm.
So Yeah. All right. So I think that I've made my, I think that I've made up my mind on which of these is probably the one to go with. Okay. The Kickin' Ravioli, I think, might actually be okay.
Okay. Okay. Didn't choose Cowboy Casey's Ham and Cheese Ropers. What does that mean?
What is a ham and cheese?
What's a ham and cheese roper?
What is a roper?
I like, don't know.
It's discontinued.
Yeah.
It's
peaches with cinnamon sauce as the dessert.
Okay, that sounds pretty bad.
I love it so much. I also, the as far as just funny ones, I really like Cheeseburger Builder.
That's pretty funny. Oh, God. TV Dinners Wiki, what is this? Okay, so the Cowboy Ham and Cheese Ropers. Not all of these have their own articles.
Yeah.
Cowboy Ham and Cheese Ropers, it had a cowboy theme. Okay, so it was ham and cheese stuffed breadsticks, macaroni and cheese, corn, and cinnamon sauce. The ham and cheese stuffed breadstick just kind of sounds like a Hot Pocket to me.
Well, yeah. Because my pick is the dip and dunk cheese pizza strips.
Okay.
Because they look exactly like Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
And then it's fruit snacks and corn, which are both pretty neutral. I feel like fruit snacks, like you take them out before you microwave them. They're just fruit snacks. The corn is established to be fine. I think I can handle these pizza strips.
Yeah, the pizza strips are probably fine. The texture on that is probably like it's meant to be melty and kind of a little bit limp. That would probably be okay. The Kickin' Ravioli, it's got three ingredients to it. So it's like ravioli and they have like a little sauce on it. They're just cheese ravioli. That's kind of hard to mess up. Mm-hmm. You know, like a canned or frozen or microwave ravioli is probably fine. Has corn as a side and then fruit snacks as the dessert. That seems okay. From the picture, like this, like the small item on the gallery, it looked like fruit cocktail, and that's kind of why I went for it, because like, oh shit, there's actual food on this.
Yeah, the Pop Star popcorn chicken.
That would also but it's got those fries. Peaches. It's got those shitty fries in it.
Yeah. It also originally had chocolate pudding, but then they replaced it due to concerns about childhood obesity.
Right.
With peaches, which really shows, that was in 2012, really shows a lack of understanding about how sugar works. Because I guarantee those peaches.
Oh yeah, they're in
are
heavy,
not
like
particularly
they're in heavy
nutritive.
Syrup. Yeah,
yeah.
let's take the peaches. Let's process out. I mean, like a peach is already basically dessert. Let's process out any of the fiber and let's just put it in a bunch of syrup. Yeah, no, it's not about being healthier. It's about the perception of the food being healthy. You know?
The cheeseburger constructor used to have ketchup and mustard shaped fruit snacks.
How is something mustard shaped?
Yeah, but ketchup shaped makes sense. But mustard shaped, I don't know.
I went with the funnier one. Mustard shaped is funnier.
Mustard shaped is very funny. It'd be a funny thing in a dating profile.
I am mustard shaped. No, I'm just
like
I'm
intriguing.
Yeah, I'm shaped like a like a French's mustard. Kind of a tapered cylindrical barrel body with a head that comes to a distinct point.
I'm looking for something serious. The cheese pizza painter is also compelling to me.
Okay.
Which gives you a sauce packet to draw on a cheese pizza.
Like okay.
You have the bread and the cheese, and then you draw like a little picture on top of the pizza.
That's a little bit like, like a Lunchables pizza.
Those Lunchables pizzas, yeah.
No,
very specific kind of like pita flavor.
Right. Yeah. It looked like a cracker, but it was very, very soggy. Yeah, people would bust each other's heads open at lunch to get those when we were in school.
I had to hide them from the warden.
Yeah.
These toasted raviolis are, they put the fruit snacks in with the toasted raviolis, the breaded raviolis.
Okay.
The fruit snacks are in the same compartment like fries would be.
Oh, that's fucking vile. Really?
That's real weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe maybe they're just in a little baggie and you take them out.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So like there are some definite ones that I wouldn't want to go for. Like any of the puddings or the cakes, those are probably bound to be really bad. Any of them where it's mixed in with fries. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, why is this okay? Oh God, Gary comments.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading the comments. I also clicked upstairs to the "These are meals created for children," children's meals on the TV Dinners Wiki, which has a bunch of stuff that I've never heard of, like the All About Meep meals and the Animaniacs meals.
Okay.
Baby First meals, NASCAR meals, Muppet meals, Mr. Men meals, Minecraft meals, Nintendo System meals.
Boo.
Sonic okay. the Hedgehog chicken nuggets, Luigi pepperoni pizza, Dr. Mario grilled cheese. What the?
Yeah, I would have lost my fucking mind if I had Sonic the Hedgehog chicken nuggets as a kid.
It's so weird they didn't do chili dogs because he's only associated with one food.
Right.
It's not vanilla pudding. It's cinnamon apples and tater tots.
In a second. So Mario spaghetti and meatballs, Luigi pepperoni pizza.
There's sadly no pictures of the food, yeah. But on the right they show like ads for it where they show the Pikmin or mm-hmm. the Pikmin pancakes and the Wario and Waluigi chicken sandwich.
I would not eat anything branded after Waluigi.
The picture is very funny. It was like French fries.
Wario and Waluigi.
Yeah, chicken sandwich.
This looks like at least okay. Like those fries are probably terrible as sin.
It's way better looking than any of the other stuff. This is Kraft, so it's yeah. not Panagra.
Uh-huh. But yeah, this just has like a chicken sandwich. That lettuce and the tomatoes are probably really suspect if you have to microwave them.
Yeah.
Like a microwaved chocolate chip cookie is probably fine. And there's just applesauce. Again, there's food.
Yeah. There's a food element to some of these. Five Nights at Freddy's meals.
I don't want that.
Yeah, spring trap chicken nuggets.
Yeah, no, some of these have nails in them.
Cheeseburger took a bite out of me.
Oh, God.
Foxy cheeseburger.
Spring trap chicken nuggets.
That's really weird. Ooh, Garfield had a whole line. The Garfield Gourmet.
I mean,
Garfield has lasagna.
Okay, Garfield lasagna. Oh, fucking course yeah. they did.
Yeah. Squeak beef enchilada. The Lyman chicken sandwich. Lyman got his own thing. The Nermal hamburger.
There's something very sinister about the idea of a Nermal hamburger.
It should just have Garfield on the front smiling. Ooh, the Koopalings meals.
Mm?
That'd be really fun. Lemmy Koopa macaroni and cheese.
The Koopalings have a separate entry.
Yeah.
So I mean like
they're not part of the Nintendo.
So this is kind of like that gag on The Simpsons where it's like, here's where we make all three different kinds of Duff, and it's the same pipe that feeds into three different vats.
Yeah.
It's
that's exactly
this. It's literally just that. Like all of these, it's just the same food that these companies are putting out. It just has different marketing associated with it, which is actually like really depressing to me.
Yeah. This is pretty sad.
Yeah. Like I understand like kid, you know, parents needing quick food for their kids, like who were in my situation where like, I don't know if you know, like when your parents go off to work first shift for the state, they're not going to be around when you wake up and have to go to school and when you get back from school and are hungry. Like
yeah.
there needs to be some, you know, there's a need there for something kids can make themselves. Although that is not how these are marketed. If this box is telling me, now get the food thermometer and make sure
it's safe. How many kids had to die for that warning?
Oh, countless.
Like, yeah, countless.
But children, they were all owned by the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're little taster kids.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
There's hundreds of them for PBS associated ones.
It's like Arthur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit, man.
Huh.
Paw Patrol.
Gary,
Paw Patrol fried flounder and chips.
I need to go like eat some apple slices or something to try and get because like the part of my mouth that cake touched, I'm not being dramatic. Like I have a very sour taste everywhere in my mouth where it was.
If we record this in person, you could wash that down with two kinds of pudding.
Cool. I'm sure that would make it better.
Well, we should end the episode so you can eat an apple slice.
Yeah, we probably should.
And because we've been going for a long time.
We have. I hope this wasn't too alienating for the people listening.
You know, I don't know. I would have enjoyed listening to this. I think this shit's funny and fun. But yeah. If not, we'll be back in a different mood next time.
Yeah.
I've been having the psyop of white noise going outside my window for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
We were meant to record yesterday, and somebody pressure washed for 6 hours. so I've been slowly losing my mind. So this is the best you're going to get is pudding. Next.
Yeah. I was happy that this is so Kid Cuisine. Let me do a quick search here. Are these Swanson?
Kid? No, they're all kinds of brands. Yours is Conagra. But Swanson makes other ones.
Yeah.
And then Kraft makes some. And yeah.
Yeah, no. I just, the thing about, like, so Tucker Carlson is the heir to the Swanson fortune.
Oh.
Yeah. Like his dad married into the Swanson family. So I try, like, everything I get, I try to make sure that it is not associated with Swanson because I don't want to support white supremacy.
Yeah.
Not everybody needs to live up to that standard. I don't think less of you if you eat something that comes from Swanson, but it's a thing. No, Swanson is like a fun feast.
He should have that
What's that?
Windfall. Doesn't seem like that guy should have that windfall.
Well, he shouldn't have a television show either.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that guy should have a television show.
No, no nice things. I don't think he should have nice things. No. Yeah, so
I wonder, like, do people who like that show, do they just think he looks cool when he does the dog being shown a magic trick face? Like this furrowed brow, like, you know, struggling to tie his shoes.
I think they believe it shows a depth of concentration and attention. Okay. Even though, I mean, the best description that I saw was it looks like he's watching somebody eat mayo out of a jar with their bare hands.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like I just think it just looks very dumb.
Yeah.
During it. Like there's no intelligence in his eyes. It's this weird blank look. Like a doll.
Like a doll's eyes. Yeah.
Like a doll's eyes.
So yes, stay away from Fun Feast. Kid Cuisine is also not good. This is not good. Like if you're an adult, I'm a 33 year old man. Like I am angry at my brother for putting that in my mailbox.
Sure.
Hopefully it turned into something good.
I'm angry at myself for putting this on my checkout cart. if you like this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
This shit isn't going to buy itself.
our bodies are not going to destroy themselves.
Yep. If you want to keep putting Nilla wafers in this landfill, you got to support us financially. You can also leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever ratings or reviews are found.
Yes. Thank you to Ethan for suggesting Blazing Dragons. It's probably fun. I would recommend like watching like a YouTube of it, like jumping around, seeing some of the voice acting. It's genuinely okay. It's just it's a fun cartoon.
Yeah, looks cute.
Yep.
What else? Anything?
What else? I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything we're forgetting to promote. You said, you know, Patreon and all of that. Until next time, welcome to Agic Suffering, where our pain is only measurable in tomba widths. That's frustrating because I told people sign offs and I'm welcoming them to Agic Suffering.
Maybe they're just trying to be puckish.
Maybe they're trying to confuse me and
could be.